Hi, I'm Tara Stubbins. I'm a celebrity assistant, certified lifestyle manager, and time management expert. You can find me at takeiteasyconcierge.com. And thanks for listening to the Rockstar of Real Estate, realestatepodcastshow.com.
Good morning. Paul Andrigo here, realestatepodcastshow.com. This is probably the biggest day of the real estate year. This is the day where the 2020 end of year results have come out, and the news release was just sent to us. And it was a record December for home resales and a record in 2020 for average selling price. So what you have to understand is that there was an overall 95,000 home sales in 2020. So 95,000 sold stories in 2020, which is the third best result on record. The average selling price reached a new record of almost 930,000. So that 95,151 sold stories reported through the TRREB's MLS system, that's up 8.4% compared to 2019. The average selling price reached a new record of $929,699. So that's up 13.5% compared to 2019. So that is the question that this is obviously going to spur is, how does this affect me? So when you're sitting in your living room or your condo or your loft, wherever you are in Toronto, GTA, especially the outside areas of the GTA have been on fire. So all of you who are listening to this, how does that 13.5% price increase affect me? Well, it doesn't affect you equally. Obviously, it depends on your property, depends on where you're located, depends on your price range, the level of your renovations, a whole bunch of factors. So the average gives you an idea of what happened. The best way to get the specific information, which has always been the best way, is to contact me directly and head right over to sold.realestatepodcastshow.com and get your direct specific price update to find out what your new home value is in 2021. More than ever, and this is the fact, it's only January 6th, but this is when the early market begins. It's not about sitting it out until March and waiting for buyers to start looking, because they're looking now. And some of the reasons for this, of course, are the ultra low borrowing costs and the added new technologies that are in place, that the way people are seeing properties and actually bidding on them, in some cases without going into them. Of course, there's other precautions that are part of it, but these are big things. And for my clients, one of the favorite add-ons they love about my system is the virtual staging option. And it's something that has made such a big difference. And the highest element of this, the best part about it, is the safety. The fact that it actually makes your property and you and the potential visitors safer, because there's less items in the property. You can keep it more germ and virus free. It's such a better way to do things than having, 100 pieces of furniture that you have to clean off every night. It just doesn't make sense to do it the old way. I know a lot of people will tell you, do this, do that, but the proof is in the pudding, and I can show you that. And that's part of actually right now what you do when you're signing up with me at sold.realestatepodcastshow.com. Pardon the dog in the background. This is real life. Part of this is that you actually will get a free demonstration of what a virtual staging will look like in your property. I head over to see the property, have a quick look through, which is what I still have to do because that is still part of the process. I take a picture of your favorite emptiest room, and obviously the emptier the better, because of course when you're doing virtual staging, the understanding is that the room is vacant, and then the image is listed as a virtual staging picture, so everybody knows that it is, but you can actually see the potential. If that word does not come up in your vocabulary, or it hasn't been mentioned by someone that you've done real estate with or worked with, then you're not getting your full value out of your experience. Let's make sure that it is with me. Make sure that it's early. Get signed up now so that you can be right there when the buyers are out looking, the qualified buyers, the people who actually were looking in 2020 that may have not found their property yet and they're still looking. It's happening right now. You might not see it, but I can show you in your area what kind of activity is going on as proof of this. And some of you will be blown away by what's already happened, and it's only January 6th. So let's make sure and connect. Again, these are the newest numbers out. This is the year-end numbers, but of course I want to make sure that you find out what numbers are specifically important to you. And again, obviously I want you to know that the 905 numbers have drastically increased. The 905 average price in 2019 was 809. In 905 it's 955, and this is for December. So this is a month that normally is a lot quieter. And then in December, for example, just to give you some quick numbers across the board, there was a year-over-year change of 41.9% on the number of detached properties sold in the 416, and a price difference. And get this, in the 416 area, the price increase for the detached was an 8.1% year-over-year change. In the 905, it was a 22.7% change. And that is the biggest number that jumps out at the screen when I'm looking at these stats and telling all of you who are listening how important it is to, again, just know where your numbers are so that at least you can make a decision. And you don't want to take the chance on waiting for later, especially this year with the fact that Quebec might be going under a complete full lockdown, including curfews. We don't know. No one in real estate can tell you for sure what's going to be happening. They might shut real estate down too. And if your goal was to try to get, listed and sold and get your money out and move on to the next place, wherever that might be, you might want to start doing that now, as so many other smart sellers are doing. So let's make sure we connect. sold.realestatepodcastshow.com. You could always head right over to the main website. You could always get to me that way via realestatepodcastshow.com. But I really appreciate you tuning in. As always, thank you so much for helping me reach the 47,000 downloads mark. I can feel the 50,000 coming probably very soon, sooner than I think. And I appreciate every time you guys support, share the links, tell your friend about the podcast, and even you can support the podcast itself by buying me a coffee or a beer. And there's a link on the website for that too. And that's just something that sort of helps me to keep investing in that sort of separate part of what I do. But it's also, of course, a big part of how I connect with you guys. And hopefully, you know that this is a real voice. This is not a ghost blog. I know you see a lot of those out there. I've even seen some manufactured ghost blog put out as PR releases. Who knows who wrote those? With me, it's me. When you meet with me, it's me. When you're selling your property, it's me. When I'm helping you buy something, it's me. And if it's outside of the Toronto GTA area, it's the next best thing, which is one of my top producing and my top performing agents in those areas that I've connected with, that are already screened, that know that they cannot drop the ball when I get them involved. And I'm helping a bunch of you guys, again, from other areas, move in and out of Toronto GTA as we speak. And I love doing that. It's the best part for me, is the relationships and the fact that they far outlive the transactions. And that's really what this podcast is, I think, helped you guys understand. So thanks for tuning in. As always, again, some really, really exciting things going on. And it's really early in the year. But yeah, it's time to get up and get ready. And the best part about the virtual staging aspect of things is it's actually less work for you than you probably think. It's literally just emptying out. You got 5 or 7 rooms in your house. You're just emptying them out as much as you can in your garage, in a locker, into a pod, whatever it is. I can help you set all of that up very simply. Give the place a complete forensic level scrub down, and I mean that in a very serious way. You want the best cleaners in your area, in your home, to give you everything like toothbrush and white glove, all that stuff. You want to make sure that it's actually spotless and clean. And of course, as people go through, we'll make sure that there are wipes and things like that in the way. Of course, everybody who comes in with me or through my listings wears gloves and a mask and make sure that they are taking the COVID-19 screening, everything possible to reduce any transmission and keep you guys safe, just as I've done for everyone that I helped in 2020 and everyone I will help in the future. Thanks again for tuning in. Have a great day.